Blog Talk Radio.
This happened to us and recently, and it happened to a lot of people, I guess. But hijackers, hackers hacking 300,000 wireless routers make malicious changes. We've been hacked so often, it's unbelievable. But it's been happening to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people. So hackers hijacked
300,000 plus wireless routers make malicious changes. I don't know exactly what kind of changes they make.
Researchers said they have uncovered yet another mass compromise of home and small office wireless routers. This one being made to make malicious configuration changes to more than 300,000 devices made by D-Link, Micronet, Tenda, TP-Link, and others. The hackers appear to be using a variety of techniques to commandeer the devices and make changes to the domain name system. Servers used to translate human-friendly domain names into IP addresses. Computers used to locate their web servers, according to a report published Monday by researchers from security firm Team Simru. Likely hacks include a recently disclosed cross-site request forgery that allows hackers to inject a blank password into the web interface of TP-Link routers. Other attack techniques may include one that refers wireless WPA and WPA2 passwords and other settings to be remotely changed. That's interesting, huh? So far, the attacks have hijacked more than 300,000 servers in a wide range of countries, including Vietnam, India, Italy, Thailand, and Colombia. Each compromise has the potential to redirect virtually all connected end users to malicious websites that attempt to steal banking passwords or push booby trap software. The team's Simru researchers warn that
the campaign comes weeks after researchers have uncovered separate ongoing mass hijacks of other routers, including a worm that hit thousands of Linksys routers and the exploit of a critical flaw in the ASUS routers that exposes the contents of hard drives connected by USB. Yet another recently discovered campaign targeting online bank customers in Portland, in Bowen, worked in part by modifying home routers' DNS settings. In turn, the phony domain name resolve is listed in the router setting, redirected victims' computers, tablets, and smartphones to fraudulent websites masquerading as an authentic bank service. The malicious sites would then steal the victim's login credentials. The RouteF farming attack reported by Team Simu appears to be part of a distinct campaign given its much larger size, geographic diversity, and the fact that so far there are no indications that DNS lookups for banking sites are affected.
The scale of this attack suggests a more traditional criminal intent, such as search result or redirection, replacing advertisements, or installing drive-by downloads. All activities that need to be done on a large scale for profitability. Monday's report says the more manually intensive bank account transfers seen in Poland would be difficult to conduct against such a large and geographically desperate victim group. Have I been hacked? Yes. The telltale sign a router has been compromised in DNS setting that have been changed to 5.45, 7.75, 11, and 5.45.76.36. These are IP addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Team Simru researchers contacted the provider that hosts those two IP addresses, but have yet to receive a response. Researchers also privately contacted several representatives of all manufacturers of routers being successfully hacked in this latest campaign. Monday's report is the latest to underscore the growing real-world attacks that large witnesses in routers, modems, and other devices running embedded software. One of the domains of computers running Microsoft operating systems. These hacks, in some cases, exploit software bugs in the underlying code. In other cases, they seize on the use of default passwords or other errors made by the people using the targeted devices.
Mm-hmm.
It's so incredible, you know, that people go into this stuff and they get it. They
amazing.
Yeah, it really is how incredible these people go to the extent they go. Given the increasing success in compromising home and small office routers, users should regularly review their devices to make sure they're not vulnerable to the most common types of exploits. The most important thing readers should do is to make sure the device is running the latest available version of the firmware. Readers should also disable remote administration capabilities if they're not needed. If they are needed, users should limit their remote IP addresses that can access the router. If it's a good idea to regularly check DNS settings to ensure that they haven't been altered, when possible, it can be helpful to disable a router's web interface in favor of a command line, since the interface and the other is susceptible to cross-site reference forgeries or other types of attacks the target web programming themselves. Now, this article goes
quite
on.
Quite complicated.
Blah, 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 blah. But the thing is that we got whacked last night even. And, it's just amazing how they can attack your site while you're on site, you know, and just knock you off or screw the whole thing up. Really disheartening because it happened to us on a number of occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Cross-site request forgeries techniques are one of the most widely used for hijacking routers. In the past 5 months, several exploits have been published showing how to use them to compromise routers made by Zyzel and TP-Link. Interestingly, such attacks often must be launched from another device already connected to the targeted router. It's not immediately clear how that happens. One possibility is that an attacker website bounces malicious code off a connected device, which then relays it to a router. It gets really complex, folks, but it's really a problem because it's happened to us. Number of times. So.
What's that saying? That picture. You
stop. This one. Yeah, that's pretty cool. If you stop spending money at the grocery store next week, they would never even notice you were gone.
Hmm.
But if you took a small transaction of that money.
It took a small fraction
of that money and spent it on the farmer's market, you would help a local farmer pay his rent. And you might even save his farm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Oh, well.
If a man has an apartment stacked to the ceiling with newspapers, we call him crazy. If a woman has a trailer house full of cats, we call her nuts. But when people pathologically hoard so much cash that they impoverish the entire nation, we put them on the cover of Fortune magazine and pretend that they are role models. Isn't that the truth?
Free your mind and think. Be less. I thought this was kind of interesting. Obamacare enrollees find it impossible to cancel their plans.
Huh.
That's strange.
That is strange.
Yeah. I thought it was strange.
Play that audio piece, see what that says.
We are hearing about a new problem that involves the Affordable Care Act. People who signed up for coverage are finding it impossible to cancel their plans. Channel 9's Lori Brown spoke with an Orlando man who's been trying unsuccessfully to cancel for more than 6 weeks now. Andrew Robinson was looking forward to getting health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. He has a small publishing business and works part-time, so he hasn't had coverage. In early January, he signed up for a plan that cost nearly $300 a month. About a half hour later, he and his wife realized they could barely afford that. They quickly found the less expensive plan through Humana for $116 a month.
I immediately called back to Florida Blue and asked them to cancel the policy just set up.
But he quickly learned canceling Obamacare is no easy task. He says Florida Blue told him if he signed up for the other policy, his Florida Blue policy would cancel automatically.
And I took the premium 2 days later and almost wiped out our account.
More than 6 weeks later, after spending 50 to 60 hours on the phone, his policy is still not canceled, and he is still waiting for the payment Florida Blue withdrew from his account to be refunded.
This is like just taking my patience right to the end, and I am on the verge of just, exploding.
Robinson says Florida Blue told him they can't cancel his policy unless the marketplace notifies them of his new insurance. But the marketplace told Robinson that's something they can't do. He's now considering closing his bank account, which will cause all sorts of hassles.
And all this because Florida Blue just won't cancel my account.
After I contacted Florida Blue, a representative assured me that she would look into it. Lori Brown, Channel 9, Eyewitness News.
We also reached out to the Department of Health Services to find out how many other people are having trouble canceling plans. So far, no one has returned our calls.
Hmm.
Claremont. Well,
I guess that's true, huh?
Yeah. Well, poor brother. He got screwed. You want to read this, what to eat when you're broke?
Mm-hmm.
There's some interesting things out here.
Healthy eating strategies for families on a tight budget. What to eat when you're broke. The lower your income is, the more difficult it is to be particular about what you feed your family. This probably isn't an earth-shattering revelation to anyone, but if you feel like experimenting, try to buy a week's worth of healthy food for a family on a budget of, say, $50 to $75. Food manufacturers that target lower-income shoppers with more affordable products tend to include more GMOs and toxic ingredients in their offerings. It just isn't possible to stick to my usual food restrictions. Generally speaking, I avoid non-organic dairy because of hormones and antibiotics, as well as the GMO feed given to the animals. Non-organic meat because of the hormones and antibiotics, as well as the GMO feed given to animals. Anything containing corn, soy, or canola in any form, because it's almost certain to be GMO. Anything with chemical additives, like artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. Anything that is likely to have been doused in pesticides. Anything containing neurotoxins, like MSG, fluoride, or aspartame, along with other artificial sweeteners. It is a matter, then, of weighing the pros and cons and figuring out what things for you are the most important, while also deciding which standards can be sacrificed. These decisions will be different for everyone based on their personal health concerns, their genetic propensity for certain diseases, and the members of the family for whom they are buying the food. Sometimes when you're looking at someone else's situation, while you are comfortably backed by a loaded pantry, it's easy to be judgmental and tell them what they should do. The thing that we must all remember is that when times are tough, a person may be down to these two options with a two-week grocery budget. Buy strictly healthy organic foods and feed your family for perhaps 8 out of the 14 days. Or two, carefully select which standards you relax to keep the tummies of your family full throughout the wait for the next paycheck. Very few people are going to choose option one. Usually, I have an enormous stockpile of non-GMO dried foods in a flourishing garden to serve as a backup for whatever non-toxic items are being offered at a reasonable price that week. Because I've recently moved and I'm rebuilding my pantry from the ground up, I have no such stockpile right now. I'm at the mercy of the food manufacturers. When your budget is extremely limited, the normal healthy eating suggestions of shopping only the perimeter of the store or visiting the farmer's market will not suffice to feed a family. As much as you may want to dine only on locally grown fresh organic produce, a $50 farmer's market spree will only get you through a few days if you are totally reliant on only this food.
The lesser of nutritional evils. So what is a broke but health-conscious shopper to eat?
That's a good question.
Yeah. After strongly considering the list above, I decided not to cut corners on the organic dairy neurotoxins or the GMOs. I have a growing child, and these things are at the top of the toxic pyramid for her development. This isn't to say that pesticides aren't harmful or that preservatives are not a chemical minefield. In a perfect world, I'd avoid all of it, and you should too. If you are in a situation where you have to feed your family and don't have a lot of money to do it, you need to do your research well before going to those brightly colored packages with the false promises of nutrition within. While this list isn't comprehensive, here are some things to consider about conventional grocery store offerings. GMO, or genetically modified foods, have not been tested for long-term effects on humans. There is a great deal of evidence to indicate that GMOs can cause a host of illnesses. Peer-reviewed studies implicate GMO in the development of grotesque tumors, premature death, organ failure, gastric lesions, liver damage, kidney damage, severe allergic reactions, and a viral gene that disrupts human functions. You can read more here.
Hormone and antibiotics. Livestock animals that provide meat or dairy products are tainted with growth hormones, antibiotics, and GMO feed. These items pass through the food chain to the consumer. Growth hormones can cause opposite sex characteristics in developing children, early puberty, the development of cancer, and infertility. Furthermore, the world is quickly becoming immune to the effects of antibiotics because of constant exposure through the food supply, which means that there is the potential for things that should be easily treated to become deadly due to antibiotic resistance, pesticides. The use of pesticides in conventional farming is rampant. Even the hijacked, the Environmental Protection Agency, has to admit the ingestion of pesticides can cause health problems. They warn of the risk of birth defects, nerve damage, cancer, and other effects that might occur over a long period of time. Keep in mind, however, that despite this warning, the EPA just raised the acceptable limit of glyphosate at the behest of Monsanto, especially at risk of harm from pesticides of prepubescent children and fetuses.
Yeah.
Neurotoxins. Our water supply is spiked with fluoride, a neurotoxin that lowers IQ, causes infertility, and has been linked to cancer and causes hardening of the arteries. Nearly every packaged food on the shelf is seasoned with MSG and one of its many names, and many lower-calorie foods and diet drinks are sweetened with aspartame. Both of these are excitotoxins that cause brain cell death instantly, causing decreased IQs, headaches, depression, and seizures.
Assorted chemical cocktails. The length of the ingredients list in your food is often a direct indicator of the unhealthiness of the item. When an item contains a host of additives, colors, flavors, and preservatives, you can safely bet that most of the nutrients are gone. These highly processed food-like substances are very difficult for the body to break down, so that the few remaining nutrients can be used. If you can't picture what an ingredient looks like in its natural state, it probably isn't something you really want to eat. When is the last time you saw a tertiary butyl hydroconin grazing in a field, or a calcium propionate growing in the garden? Man, yeah.
What should you eat when you're broke? Grains. If you can't swing organic grains, look for whole grains with fewer or no additives. Wheat flour, brown rice, pasta with recognizable ingredients, couscous,
quinoa.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Quinoa and barley. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And meat. If you can't afford grass-fed organic meat, at the very least, look for options that are guaranteed to be hormone and antibiotic-free. The USDA does not allow the use of growth hormones in pork, which makes it a slightly better option. Here's a little primer for those confusing meat labels.
Hormone-free. This means something with beef, but it's nothing but a marketing ploy when you see it on poultry or pork, as the USDA does not allow the use of hormones with those animals. Hormone-free does not mean antibiotic-free. Antibiotic-free, because of poor and stressful living conditions, factory farm animals are very susceptible to illness. Antibiotic-free means they were not prophylactically treated with antibiotics. This does not, however, mean that the animal is hormone-free. Grass-fed.
Grass-fed cows are allowed some access to the outdoors and are not fed grains or corn. This does not mean that they are organic, because the grass they are grazing on may have been chemically fertilized and sprayed. Unless you are actually seeing them roaming around the farm, keep in mind their access to the outdoors may not be the lovely rolling pastures that you have in your mind. But a crowded cow with hundreds of other cows. Free range. This label doesn't mean diddly squat. It means that the animal is allowed a minimum of an hour a day outside. This could mean that they are crammed into an open area with a billion other chickens still without room to move, or that their cage is put outside, leaving them still tightly confined, like the grass-fed cows above. Unless you actually see the farm with a galvanizing chickens or pigs, take the label free range with a grain of salt. Oh, wow,
okay.
Isn't that interesting, huh? Your best option, if you can't afford organic meat, are to go to the hormone and antibiotic-free options as a supplement to vegetarian protein sources like local eggs, beans, and organic dairy products. Fruits and vegetables. If organic produce is not an option, look for the items with the lowest pesticide loads. This list by the Environmental Working Group is based only on pesticide loads, some of the items they recommend to be GMOs. Fruits and vegetables that can be peeled often subject you to less pesticides than thin-skinned items. If you must buy conventional, wash the
products
carefully and peel it if possible. Look to these standbys.
Apples peeled, asparagus,
avocados, cabbage, cantaloupe, eggplant,
grapefruit, kiwi, mangoes, mushrooms, onions, oranges, pineapples, rutabagas,
sweet peas, sweet potatoes, and turnips. Dairy products. Conventional dairy products are absolutely loaded with hormones. Dairy cattle have given high levels of female hormones to make them produce a greater quantity of milk. This makes little boys develop female characteristics and makes little girls hit puberty at a far younger age than normal, which is the reason you see fourth graders with large breasts and hips.
Oh, crap.
These hormones can also trigger obesity in both genders. Because of the public outcry, some dairies have pledged not to use them, but the most commonly used of the growth hormones, RBST. Do your research to discover if there are any such brands available to you.
The Lucerne brand from Safeway is guaranteed to be hormone-free. It's interesting to note that Monsanto, the company that pushes RBST, wants the FDA to disallow dairies to put this on their labels, and that the FDA forces those who label their products RBST-free to also put the following disclaimer on the containers. No significant difference has been shown between milk derived from RBST-treated and non-RBST-treated cows.
Wow. Organic dairy is still better because the cattle are fed a healthier diet and are free from antibiotics. If you can't swing it, at the very least, search for RBST-free dairy products. For products, you can save loads of money by making your own from untainted milk. Learn how to make yogurt, how to make yogurt cheese, and how to make cottage cheese. You can do that all from this website. And plain yogurt can also be used as a healthy substitute for sour cream.
If you want city water, chances your water is loaded with chemicals, from fluoride to ammonia to chlorine. I wouldn't drink this water, and I won't let my children either. The large 5-gallon jugs provides the least expensive way to buy water. Also, look for sources of spring water to fill your own containers.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. 5 interactive maps can help.
One more thing. Let's continue this. We might as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Other tight budget tips. Build your pantry. It's hard to think about building a pantry when you have barely enough food in your cupboard to make it between paychecks. But if you can purchase one bulk item per shopping trip in a few months, you will have a pantry that will allow you to make higher quality grocery purchases on your weekly trips. At that point, you can start going to the farmer's market, which in many locations is very reasonably priced, buying in enough bulk to preserve your foods, which have the occasional splurge. Go here to learn how to build a whole food kitchen on half the price. You can go to that.
Yeah, let's go there.
The organic pepper. Making a trip to the grocery store these days is like running a gauntlet.
Yeah.
From one side, to you are assaulted by food, like substances and brightly labeled packages, and some even touting exaggerated health benefits from the toxins within. On the other side, you are gouged and poked by cleverly marketed natural foods that are 4 times the price of conventional foods. When you change direction to avoid one onslaught, you're immediately attacked by the other.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. We're at war, and the grocery store is the battlefield. That war has been declared on us by multiple enemies with unlimited budgets, such as Monsanto, Big Pharma, Big Agra, and the Big Food. What's even worse is that they are aided and abetted by their allies at the FDA and the U.S. Congress, administrations, people, by those who are actually supposed to be the gatekeepers that protect us from this.
this is kind of a repeat. Let's go down a little bit and see what else they say.
Yeah, well, GMOs are proven to cause cancer.
Yeah, we read that
before. Organ failure and death.
We all know the reasons we should switch to whole foods, but with the ever-increasing checkout counter inflation, how can we make it happen? Here are a few realistic tips that do not include relocating to 30 acres of prime spring-fed organic farmland blocked off on three sides by mountain ranges. Realistically, you may not be able to make every one of these things happen, but for each positive change you make, you are taking steps toward better health, and you are revolting against the toxic food cartel. Buy local. Ideally, you never need to set foot in a grocery store. Change your shopping habits and buy from local farmers, either directly from their farm or from a farmer's market. You will get your products at the optimum time, right after it was packed. As well, you can directly ask the farmer about his practices. Sometimes farmers grow organically and they just haven't gone through the expensive, highly regulated certification programs that exist to increase the monopoly of factory farms. Join a food co-op or CSA. This is a win-win because it helps out the farmers and it helps out your family with both of these options. You can register ahead of time. In some cases, you prepay for the season and then receive a box brimming with abundance from your own area. You will get to try out lots of new things, and you will get into this at a fraction of the price. Buy products that is in season. Purchasing food that is in season is not just cheaper, it is nutritionally beneficial too. Buying strawberries in January and asparagus in October requires that the produce be picked before it is fully ripe and the produce begins to decompose and lose nutrients. Avoid the high cost of transporting your fresh Christmas berries and melons and stick to the items that nature is currently providing in your area.
Grow as much as you can in the space you have. Plant a sunny windowsill with salad, veggies, and herbs, and grow a container garden in a balcony, or turn your yard into a mini farm. Every bite of food you grow yourself is a revolutionary act.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we enjoy that, because we grow lettuce, and we grow tomatoes, and we grow cukes, and all kinds of things.
And you feel like
it's good to be able to pick those. Even if it doesn't feed you all year, but it feeds you, And it's nice.
Satisfying.
Yeah, and plan your menu after shopping, not before.
Huh?
Really? This allows you to stay on budget. Wait, plan your menu after shopping, not before. This allows you to stay on budget because you aren't shopping for specific ingredients to make pre-planned meals. You can take advantage of the best deals and plan your meals around those. This can also help by keeping those unplanned budget purchases from going to waste in your crisper drawer while you carry on with your planned menu. Well, I'll tell you, I can't tell you how much stuff we waste, on vegetables going bad.
Do we?
Yeah.
We
try to do better, but things just.
Drink water.
Yeah. We generally stick to drinking water, not fluoridated tap water. We purchase 5-gallon jugs or fill them in the spring when that option is available. But water is cheaper and healthier. Beverages that you make yourself, like coffee and tea, are far less expensive than the soda pop and energy drinks that fill most modern refrigerators, not to mention relatively free of the toxic chemicals that overflow in the store-bought drinks. Buy staples in bulk. Organic grains like brown rice, wheat berries, cornmeal, barley, and oatmeal can be purchased in a bulk quantity. This reduces the price to lower than or equivalent to the smaller conventional packages that are offered in your local grocery store.
Do we have that? No, you have to have gluten free. So.
Well, no, we buy brown rice and we buy I don't buy anything with barley or
no.
or wheat because, you know, it's all gluten. So buy some meat frozen instead of fresh.
We do that.
Yeah. We buy a chicken frozen and we buy a lot of stuff frozen. Some butcher shops freeze meat that isn't sold immediately and sell it for a lower price. Look for deals on frozen chicken breast, frozen fish, frozen turkey breast. Fish is always is nearly always cheaper frozen. Just read your ingredients carefully and make sure you are just getting fish and that the fish is from a safe source. But, you know, the other thing that's really...
Not the radiation way the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, for example, or a tilapia farm where they feed fish their own recycled feces.
Oh, God,
that's sick. So stay away from Pacific Ocean fish and tilapia. Buy meat in bulk. Look into buying beef in quantity. Check out the prices at local farms for a quarter of a cow. You will pay slightly more for the less.
Right, slightly more cuts, but much less for the better quality cuts. It balances out to a much lower price for meat farmed in the healthiest way possible.
Pay more for the less cuts?
Yeah, you do.
Really, when you buy a quarter of a cow?
Yeah, you're paying a bulk price, so...
But I don't know, where would you store a quarter of a cow?
Not really that much. You have to have a good size freezer.
I would think so, yeah. At some lower price protein options. While lots of us would love to have grass-fed beef and free-range chicken breast twice a day, the cost is prohibitive. Add value-priced wholesome protein with beans, farm-fresh eggs, homemade yogurt, and cheese, nuts, and milk. Stop eating out. Just one McCurd meal for a family of four is between $20 to $30. Deliver pizza is about $25 plus a tip. Really? Yeah, not really. That's $25.
Probably, yeah, sure.
For one pizza?
A delivered pizza, delivered to you,
yeah,
sure.
No, that's really
good. Yes, it is, Leo. By the time you get the average pizza with toppings and then you get it delivered, yeah.
Yeah.
Large?
You can tell we haven't ordered a pizza for plenty of years. The $45 to $55 that you would spend for this convenience, you buy a lot of whole foods. That's really true. Get into the habit of bringing a cooler with you. If you are going to be out running errands for the day, load up a cooler with healthy snacks, water, and even a picnic lunch. This is a perfect answer to lament for the fact. I'm hungry. And don't buy anything with an ingredient list greater than 5 items. That'd be true. The more items on the ingredient list, the more likely you are to be consuming something someone's chemistry project. Even things that sound relatively innocuous, like natural flavors, can be at best unappetizing and at worst harmful. We found that natural flavorings can be beaver testes.
Yeah, awful.
And raspberry flavorings.
Oh.
Oh, man. And cook from scratch. Cooking from scratch doesn't have to be as time-consuming as you might expect. I don't spend hours each day slaving in the kitchen. Spend a weekend afternoon prepping your food for the week instead, and you can have weekday dinners on the table in less than half an hour. And consider the price differences in homemade goods. Homemade tortillas, pennies for a package that would be $3 at the store, and pizza dough, peanut butter, oatmeal cookies, trail mix, the granola bars. The stuff is literally pennies on a dollar in comparison to the same goods store bought. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And so, some conventionally grown foods are okay. Learn about the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. Some foods have a fairly low pesticide load, even when conventionally grown. Use these foods to help offset the higher prices of items that are soaked in poison, like strawberries. Oh, man. Too bad about strawberries.
Yeah, I have to buy organic strawberries.
Yeah.
Brown bag your lunches.
Yeah.
Preserve food.
And eat leftovers. It's almost unheard of. It seems, but if you put aside small amounts of leftovers in freezer containers, you can make soup for a meal. Is basically free because it came from items that would have been otherwise been discarded. And use larger amounts of leftovers for lunch boxes or a buffet-style meal for the family.
Shop from nature?
Yeah. You might You might be surprised to learn how many edible plants are growing wild in your own neighborhood. Even city dwellers can often find things to forage. When we lived in the city, we used to pick up fallen walnuts from a tree in a local park. For those not ethically opposed to it, hunting or fishing can abundantly supply your protein needs. And you don't have to worry about whether or not you are consuming antibiotics and hormones. Game.
Yeah, that's why I like to eat that.
Yeah. If you're ready to make a change to a whole food lifestyle, don't let your budget rule hold you back. Take a longer look at what you are spending on takeout, coffees and lattes, fast foods, delivered pizzas, microwave meals, and frozen dinners that you shove into the oven. Look at the leveraged budget you spend, in a grocery store every week, and keep track of how many soda pops you buy from the vending machine at work. You might be pleasantly surprised when your budget goes down instead of up.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting, an interesting thing.
Well, we've come right to the end of our
show.
People can think a lot about the food that they eat
and
try to do the best they can to do it on a budget, because most people don't have unlimited resources.
No, they don't.
And try to make wise choices. And I think it's one of the most important things that they said is you can find a sunny spot in a window box and maybe grow some things, or in a pot on your terrace or on your deck or whatever. You might be able to grow some vegetables this summer.
And if you want to find a really good site, you might want to go to greenmedinfo.com. They're full of information, and I would suggest to go there.
So thanks very much for being with us, and I hope you take seriously what we've told you about food. I know I'm going to think more about what I buy and what I eat. And thanks very much for listening, and we'll be with you tomorrow night. Have a good night, folks.
Good night, everybody.